Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Eaton Solutions secures $58 million Series C. Eaton Solutions, the wealth management platform trusted by the world's wealthiest single and multifamily offices to manage over $1 trillion in assets, has finalized a $58 million Series C round led by Navis Capital Partners. The funding comes as Eaton Solutions experiences rapid growth, with revenue quadrupling in the past 3 years and client base expanding by 340% across 15 countries. The company's Atlas V platform, now used by over 800 of the world's wealthiest families, manages 130,000 entities, 205,000 plus investments, $65 billion in annual bill payments, and processes over 14 million transactions annually. Eaton Solutions will use the funding to fuel product innovation, AI development, and expand its suite of products targeting the PE and funds industry, with a substantial presence in North America, Asia Pacific, Europe, and the Middle East. Eaton Solutions is well positioned to cater to the growing demand for wealth management solutions. Investor news breaks. Secure Private Data Limited, OTCQX, Acera, raises FI's prices amid surge in demand for private cybersecurity solutions. Secure Private Data Limited, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and communications provider, has raised prices across all service tiers due to increased demand driven by rising business email compromise and AI-driven attacks. Targeting high-value clients in finance, law, and government sectors, Secure aims to increase average revenue per user by at least 50%. New features include alias emails, SEC-compliant message archiving, and white-label capabilities. Secure's platform offers secure communication without relying on big tech infrastructure. To learn more, visit Secure's website.
TBC Uzbekistan recognized among world's top fintechs by CNBC and Statista. TBC Uzbekistan, part of London-listed TBC Bank Group, has been recognized as one of the world's top fintechs in the neo-banking category by CNBC and Statista. This accolade marks TBC Uzbekistan as the first and only business from Uzbekistan and Central Asia to receive this recognition. The world's top fintech companies list is based on key performance indicators like revenue, profitability, customer base, and more. TBC Uzbekistan's ecosystem, which includes TBC UZ, PAYM, PAYM Nasiya, and TBC Insurance, has reached 19.7 million users. CEO Nika Kurdiani expressed gratitude for the international recognition, highlighting the company's commitment to innovation and growth in Uzbekistan. TBC Uzbekistan continues to expand its digital ecosystem, recently acquiring a majority stake in Bills to enhance its reach in the SME segment.
Investor news breaks: Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HT, advances turnaround with NASDAQ compliance, strategic acquisitions, and Alshola Gas momentum. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, O, has made significant strides in its turnaround efforts, including regaining NASDAQ compliance through a reverse stock split. The company acquired Alshola Gas targeting $20 million in revenue for 2025, with $7.4 million in new contracts since November. Fusion Fuel also raised $2.58 million and secured a $25 million equity line. In addition, the company agreed to acquire a UK-based fuel distributor for £50 million and signed an agency agreement with Sungrow Hentech Co. Ltd. CEO John Paul highlighted the company's progress in addressing leg issues and building momentum through strategic acquisitions, positioning Fusion Fuel for long-term shareholder value.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYS American SVM, reports higher Q1 output and revenue ahead of August earnings release. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker SVM, has reported higher output and revenue for Q1 fiscal 2026. Revenue increased by 13% year-over-year to $81.3 million, with silver production up 6% to 1.8 million ounces. Lead output rose 1%, while zinc production fell by 19%. The Ying Mining District saw a 28% increase in ore processed, boosting gold output by 79%. Full Q1 financials will be released on August 7, 2025, after market close. For more information, visit Silvercorp's newsroom. Gold stalls after climbing to three-week high. The price of gold edged lower after reaching a three-week peak on Monday. Investors are focused on upcoming economic data from the U.S. and trade talks. Silver reached a level last seen in 2011. Gold stocks like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are unlikely to be affected by this drop. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks news website.
Nicola Mining Inc., TSX, OTCQ, extends $2 million credit line to support gold production, key partners. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.V as NIM and on the OTCQB as HUSIF, has extended a $2 million credit line to support gold production and key partners. The credit facility provides Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. access to $2 million over a 12-month term, showcasing Nicola's confidence in the project's production trajectory. Nicola's CEO commended Blue Lagoon's execution and community engagement. This strategic move aligns with Nicola's mission to foster industry collaboration and regional gold development in British Columbia. The unsecured credit facility allows for interest-only payments for the first 11 months, with an option to extend for another year under revised terms. This initiative reflects Nicola's commitment to responsible mining and its vertically integrated approach, combining milling capabilities with financial support.
Telvantis settles remaining note obligation with prior controlling shareholder. Telvantis Inc. has settled the entire note balance with Jan Bella Group LLC, the prior controlling shareholder of Ardar. The original obligation was first reduced and has now been paid in full, closing all remaining obligations from the acquisition of Ardar last year. CEO Daniel Contreras views this as a positive step, especially with the recent LOI to acquire AmeriCrew and commercial momentum in June 2025. CFO Daniel Gilcher expressed gratitude to Jan Bella for reaching a mutually beneficial outcome. Telvantis, a U.S.-based communications technology company, is focused on becoming a leader in the communications technology space, with a strong foothold in sectors like fintech, healthcare, and e-commerce. Loot and First Federal Bank announced strategic partnership to advance payments innovation in high-risk industries. Loot, the modern closed-loop payment platform for high-risk industries, has announced a strategic partnership with First Federal Bank, FFB, to advance payments innovation. This collaboration includes a financial investment and aims to provide secure, compliant, and accessible payment solutions for underserved industries like state legal cannabis and gaming. First Federal Bank, known for innovation and community support, is aligning with Loot to scale a joint vision. Together, they are working to set a new standard for trustworthy payment systems outside traditional rails. Loot's full-stack alternative offers faster settlements, loyalty features, and reduced risk for merchants, ensuring a growth-ready path forward. This partnership signifies a commitment to empowering underserved markets with resilient financial tools and a scalable path to growth. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.